to the north now, where the Democratic Unionist Party has said it will not support additional funding for the building of Casement Park in Belfast, which is due to stage matches as part of the joint Irish-UK Euro 2028 tournament. The rebuilding of Casement Park has been delayed by planning issues and rising costs, but the GAA says it's confident it will be ready in time. The DUP has said that it would not break the principle of equitable funding for sports stadia in Northern Ireland. We can talk now to DUP MP Gregory Campbell. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
So what's the DUP's problem with the redevelopment of Casement Park?
Well, if we go back to a few years ago, actually, the time I was sports minister, there was a considerable need to redevelop stadia in the varying sporting disciplines. There was association football, rugby, and Gaelic football. And there was money set aside after discussions and negotiations with all the codes, and there was proportionate money set aside for each of the sporting disciplines. Money was to be given to the IFA to redevelop Windsor Park for football, to the Ulster Rugby to redevelop Ravenhill Grounds, as they were then, and to the GAA to redevelop Casement Park. The other two went ahead and have been developed, and that was some years ago. The Casement Park issue ran into legal complications, which have gone to the High Court and gone to various sources where there were objections. And that was no one's fault. That's just what happened, and people have a right to object. So in the intervening period, now, of course, costs have escalated considerably, and now we're into the European Football Championships. And our contention is that the principle of the proportionality has to be retained. So we're not against the redevelopment of Casement Park, but two things need to happen. The GAA need to pay the proportionate amount that they agreed to pay, which initially was 15 million when the overall cost was about 80 million.
Yeah.
Now that it's almost doubled, we would expect the GAA to pay roughly double what they initially agreed to pay, and hopefully they will agree to that.
If the GAA could put 30 million on the table, then it's deal on as far as you're concerned.
Well, if they can do that, and your own government in the Republic have said that they would put some money into the pot to help redevelopment Casement, that should free up money from our own government to help redevelop the other football stadia in Northern Ireland that haven't been redeveloped during the time that Windsor and Ravenhill were redeveloped, and Casement should have been, but wasn't able to.
I suppose we get into a win-win. Yeah, I suppose the point is that if the funding is provided on the scale that has been suggested but admittedly breaches this formula, it means that Northern Ireland would really have a world-class stadium, wouldn't it? Which, of course, wouldn't just be available for GAA, it'd be available to soccer and other codes as well.
It would, although the size of the ground at Casement, which is, as I understand it, between 32,000 and 34,000, will mean that while it may get filled on rare occasions, it certainly would be filled, I would imagine, during the European Championships. But that's not going to come around every 4 or 8 years. You know, it may be every 20 years, possibly. And there may be the option
of a few concerts. But I suppose there's an element, Gregory Campbell, you know, build it and they will come. Who's to say what other tournaments mightn't be secured in the future? Again, maybe on an All-Ireland or a British-Irish basis.
Yes, and that would be a good thing. So I don't think anyone should equivocate about this being a good thing if it is done right. But if the monies are coming in from the sources that we're told they are coming in, if we can restore the parity basis so that rugby and Gaelic and football all benefit from this. There are other grounds, football grounds in Northern Ireland, that dramatically need additional funding. If the money can be found for that, then any reservations or caveats will all disappear, and it will be a genuine win-win. We'll have a good tournament.
Sorry, just because
grounds will be improved.
The DUP is saying that the GAA should pony up 30 million here for the redevelopment of Casement, and there should be public funds available for other codes and other locations around Northern Ireland.
On the principle of the parity system that everyone bought into,
it's kind of a high, maybe it's a bit of a high bar, Gregory Campbell.
Well, if the GAA up their game to the whatever amount it is, if it's 12 or 15 million more than they originally envisaged because of the doubling of costs, and if your own government can pony up for another 25 or 30 million, that should release sufficient monies from the Treasury in London to help us not just finish Casement, but to develop the other grounds as well. On earth would complain about that?
It might even be something that a Northern Ireland executive itself might deal with if it gets back up and running.
Yes, yes. If we can overcome the problems, yes, that would be an even better win-win-win.
We'll talk about that, no doubt, as well in time to come. But Flóin Gregory Campbell from the DUP. Thanks very much indeed.